The proposal would amend the state's constitution to change the current prohibition on gambling casinos and allow up to 7 resort-style gambling centers to be built. Supporters, including a coalition of business and labor groups, have been gathering donations and running television ads. The spots focus not on expanded gambling, but on potential benefits the casinos could bring, like jobs.
For new jobs and revenue, for better schools, vote yes on Proposal 1, Amendment for Casino Gaming.
The ads don't mention the word gambling. A radio ad doesn't even use the word casino. The president of the New York State Business Council, Heather Brichetti, says the claims of economic benefits are legitimate.
We believe that the passage of this proposal will result in job creation in New York State and will result in new revenue to local governments and municipalities that doesn't involve increasing existing taxes.
Even the actual language of the amendment promotes the possible benefits. The ballot proposal says the amendment's purpose is to create jobs, generate more money for schools, and cut taxes. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says that's a complete departure from the neutral language that's traditionally been used in the past to list amendments on the ballot.
It's more spin than a roulette wheel. They could have easily just put a period after the seven casinos, because that's all the constitutional amendment does.
NYPERG does not have a position on whether gambling is good or bad, but the group did file an amicus brief in an ultimately unsuccessful lawsuit challenging the casino amendment wording. Opponents are incensed by what they say is an inaccurate portrayal about what the casinos could bring, but they have little money to get their arguments across. They've published academic-style reports that show gambling expansion in other states has led to more problem gambling, and they've resorted to attention-getting incidents, like smashing a slot machine with a sledgehammer outside the state capitol. David Blankenhorn with the Institute for American Values organized the smashing party. He says gambling preys on the poorest in society.
It's a regressive public policy. It's a policy that takes from the have-nots and distributes it to the haves. It's an argument that says that there is a good reason why our Constitution prohibits this, and there is not a single good reason to change the constitutional prohibition.
Governor Cuomo, who proposed the casino expansion and convinced the legislature to pass it, has mostly stayed in the background. But when asked, he makes the case that casinos are already here. Indian tribes run casinos in Niagara Falls, central New York, and the North Country. And many New Yorkers have easy access to gambling in neighboring states like Connecticut and New Jersey.
You have to say, well, hold on a second. It's not really gambling versus no gambling. I know we have to change the Constitution, but we already have gambling. We just don't call it gambling. We have casinos. We call them racinos, and you have to go through that whole conversation. But I think it passes, but it's a sophisticated argument, no doubt.
Polls show a slim majority of New Yorkers support building new casinos when they are read the exact ballot language that includes the claims of job creation and tax reduction. Even if the amendment fails, though, there'll still be more gambling outlets in New York. The legislation passed earlier this year says if the casinos are voted down, the state can instead exploit a loophole in the constitutional ban. It allows for the operation of more slot machines as long as they're called video lottery terminals and connected to the New York State lottery system. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.